Welcome to today's Peace to Live By 2-Minute Feature. Now, here's today's message.
What is interesting regarding this is that really, if you stop and think about it, we were probably more enemies of God ourselves than He was of us. By that, it is meant that we were actually the haters of God. It was Jesus, after all, who died on the cross for our sins, who made a way for us to come into personal relationship with God. It is as Paul said in verse 8 here in Romans chapter 5, just before the part we just read, "But God shows His love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." It makes sense that Paul brings up peace in Colossians, and that peace ruling in the believers' hearts. He just spent the last couple verses in chapter 3 of Colossians examining this whole concept, really. He told everyone, "As the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive." He also stated that the believers need to put on love because it binds everything together in perfect harmony. So with the forgiveness and the love, then comes peace.
All right, thanks, Daniel. We'll be back tomorrow with another message from Daniel Litton on the Peace to Live By 2-Minute Feature.